This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The temperature may hit 107 degrees in Tulsa, Oklahoma today, and the Weather Service is warning that the miserable heat wave that's been scorching parts of the East Coast and the South is moving west now. The AP's Donna Warder on where we are now.
The Weather Service says numerous record highs are expected to be tied or broken in the Northeast, where at least two heat-related deaths have been reported. Officials in Philadelphia have extended a heat emergency through Monday evening. In Boston, the mayor is keeping a dozen cooling centers open. I'm Donna Warder.
More than 6,000 residents have been told to evacuate their homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills as firefighters continue battling a fierce wildfire near Yosemite National Park. Rodney McGuire lost his home to the wildfire.
I had just enough time to get birth certificates, my DD-214, the picture of my parents.
He spoke to KXTV. Now some good news. The price of gas keeps going down. It's $4.35 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. But will it keep going down? The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says that the continued decline comes as crude oil costs have also declined. Lundberg says that further drops at the pump are likely as the wholesale gasoline price cuts continue making their way to street level. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Still no word on why somebody did this. Somebody opened fire at a park in Los Angeles, killing two people. At least five others were injured. No arrests yet. A boat apparently carrying Haitian migrants to the U.S. sank off the Bahamas on Sunday. At least 17 people died. His daughter sang the national anthem. Then former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday. This is AP News. The U.S. government enrolled hundreds of black men in Alabama in a study on syphilis for four decades, just so they could document what it does to the human body.
In 1932, the federal government was using poor black men in the Deep South to study the effects of syphilis on. They were told they were being treated for bad blood, but the government wasn't treating them all, even when penicillin became widely available as a cure for syphilis. The so-called Tuskegee study went on for decades until the Associated Press heard from a whistleblower inside the U.S. Public Health Service. That's when former AP investigative reporter Gene Heller broke the news that rocked the nation. Heller's story was published on July 25, 1972. There was public outcry, and 4 months later, the Tuskegee syphilis study was over. I'm Julie Walker, the Associated Press.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.